I think, you know, it's nice for us as a team to go into this competition with a bit of a momentum behind us. I do understand it's a new competition, but it always helps going into a tournament with some confidence from beating a side. So we're really looking forward to the 2020s. There'll be a different team in this format because it's a shortened version, and one-dimensional players can do more damage on a day like on a 2020. So they're a really dangerous team. We played them in South Africa in a one-off, and they beat us comfortably. So they are really dangerous, and we are aware of that. I don't think so, no. I think we've got our own team that we're looking towards for the World Cup. So it's for us, it's important to find those balances and combinations which works best. Obviously, the World Cup is going to be in the subcontinent, so it's going to be similar conditions. So we're looking to play guys now already that we're looking for the team in a couple of games' time for the World Cup. Most definitely. I think we saw that with the introduction of Imran back in Sri Lanka when he was first back into the 2020 team. As a captain, it's just great to have him in your armoury. He's a wicket taker, so you can bring him on at any stage in the game, and you know if he's got that capability to just get wickets. So he's really important for us as a team, and he's bowling really well, which is nice. You're talking about the last 2020 match? Yes. To be honest with you, I'm not looking too much into that. As we know with 2020 cricket, it's such a once-off. Anything can happen on a day. You're either good or you're bad. You must take it like that. I've played a lot of 2020 cricket now to understand how it works. You must just make sure that on a day you get your combinations in the best possible way to perform. And we're still finding that solutions. I think in Sri Lanka we started showing some really good signs after the series where we lost 4-1 in the one days to beat them 2-1 with a really good 2020 side. I think you could have read into that combinations that we had there in those conditions. I don't think it will be too much different now. We've got a core of 15 players that we're still trying combinations, but like I said, it's really important to see in 6-7 games time when that World Cup comes that we've tried all the different stuff that we wanted to and that we settled on our combinations. Yeah, they're very dangerous. Like I said before, that game in Centurion, all that was a once-off, they were really good. They've got a lot of match winners, and that's what 2020 is all about. It's one guy on the day that gets a 70 or 80 off a couple of balls, or you know their bowling attack runs in and gets 3 or 4 wickets quickly. So they've got that danger man in their side. I think the weakness that they showed in the one day is with their batting lineup. In 2020 cricket, it's not as effective because it's a shorter period of time. So really dangerous team, and we're going to have to play really well if we want to beat them. Yeah, I think it's a flair competition. It's a flair match, and they've got a lot of those players. Boom Boom comes in the 2020, and it will suit him a lot better. But we've also got those players. And there's still, even though it's short in 2020 format, you still got to have a certain game plan to get it right. Yeah, it's very important for us. I think the days where 2020 cricket almost takes a backseat are far gone. Us certainly as a management group, and I know Russell feels the same, the coach, that 2020 cricket is now really important for us. You know, there's a World Cup coming around the corner, and we want to compete in that tournament. So really, really important for us to finish this. The spell of, you know, as you said, we've done well in the test in the one days, but it's still really important for us to achieve success in the 2020 version. Second part of your question, yeah, it was nice towards the end of the one days to get some form back. Some nice time in the middle yesterday. Really important innings to play with AB. So I took a lot of confidence from that leading into the 2020s. Yeah, Hashim is just someone we look to as a bit of stability. In Sri Lanka, we had a lot of flair players, and we just find that Hash brings that stability and experience to the batting lineup. So that will definitely be his role. He's played a lot of cricket, and Hash always scores at 100% strike rate. So from a team perspective, we're looking for Hash just to give that experience and stability in the batting order, and the rest of the guys can just play with flair around him.